Oh, I say there, a dry martini, very dry. Bartender, if you please. How's that? Lemon twist? Well, if you insist, but mind you, just the barest squeeze. One drop of extra sec vermouth. Your very best gin will do. Three cubes of ice. To tell the truth, I'd rather have just two. The very thinnest, thinnest glass you have. And if you please, just let it freeze. But by all means, don't let the temperature pass. Exactly 10 degrees. Now, when you stir, be certain, sir, you don't use melting ice. Oh, yes, and mind you, I prefer you stir precisely twice. What's that, an olive? Gad, man, how could you think I'd violate my code? A connoisseur would never, never drink martinis a la mode. Good heavens, is that the time? Well, how about the way time does one in? So sorry, old man. I'll have to rush. Just pour me out a water glass of gin.
Okay, let's eat.
But there's one thing that we gladly doff our shells for. So we present our recipe and wish you well for.
You take 2/3 cups of flour, a teaspoonful of salt, a quarter pound of butter, add an egg and then get out. 2 squares of dark chocolate, walnuts, pot and sugar, a teaspoon of baking.
30 minutes in the heat,
and it's over.
Two biscuits, a little soup, ham on rye, hot apple, pineapple sundae. Funny, few artichoke hearts of lettuce, buttered bagels, and lobster cream cheese rhubarb.
Peanut butter sandwiches, English muffins, some hot berries, fish, bacon.
Brownies ought to be just about ready now. Why don't we go have one? I mean, really.
I'm a box of pancake mix. Bring me home from the store. Pour a little milk on me. Add one egg and no more. Pour me onto a skillet. Watch the bubbles form. Flip me over when I get brown. Gobble me down when I'm warm. I'll be your breakfast. I can be your lunch. I could be your dinner too. Maybe even your brunch. I'll keep you going. Make you healthy and strong. If you want to thank me, well, you can sing the words to this song. I'm a box of Cheerios. Take me off of the shelf. Pour a bunch of me in your bowl. Take good care of yourself. Pour some cold milk over me. Add a strawberry too. Careful how much sugar you use, and I'll be good for you.
I'll be your breakfast. I could be your lunch. I could be your dinner too. Maybe even your brunch. I'll keep you going. Make you healthy and strong. If you want to thank me, then you can sing the words to this song. If you want to thank me, then you can sing the words to this song.
I wish that you could see the girl I took to a fancy ball. Span around her little waist, so neat and very small. I thought about 2 oysters sure would fill her up complete. Such a dainty, delicate little thing, but this is what she'd eat. a dozen raw with a plate of slaw and a fancy Boston roast. A big box stew with crackers too and a soft crab served on toast. The next she tried some oysters fry and she oughta had more sense. When she called for pie I thought I'd die for I had but 50 cents. She said she was not hungry, she did not care to eat. But I've got money on my flanks to bet she can't be beat. She took it in so easy, she had an awful hank. She said she was not thirsty, but this is what she drank. A brandy of gum with a big hot rum, 3 schooners of lager beer. A whiskey skin with a couple of gins, it quickly disappeared. With a glass of ale and a gin cocktail, she astonished all the gents. When she called for more, I fell to the floor, for I had but 50 cents left. Hungry, I did not care to eat, expecting every moment to be kicked out in the street. She said she'd bring her sisters along next time we went for fun. I gave the man the 50 cents and this is what he done. He smashed my nose, he tore my clothes, he smashed me through the door. I took the prize with 2 black eyes, with me he wiped the floor. He caught me where my pants hung loose and threw me over the fence. Take my advice, don't try it twice if you have but 50 cents.
Sat and dined. Her lips were roses. I wanted so to kiss, but only one thing was on her mind. She ate a pizza and macaroni, and then she ordered antipasto with bologna. While she kept feeding, my heart was pleading. But she never left the table, she never left the table, she never left the table all night. The moon was shining and love was in the air. She looked into my eyes so tenderly. That magic moment, she held her lips so near. I heard her whisper these words to me. I'll have lasagna with scallopini, and after that she ordered chicken tetrazzini. The night grew older, I begged to hold her, but she never left the table, she never left the table, she never left the table all night.
And dawn was breaking, my heart was breaking too, and stars were fading from the sky above. She sat beside me, her eyes looked into mine. The time was here now for making love. Then she had meatballs with baked potato, and then she pushed away her plate and called a waiter. But when I told her I longed to hold her, she ordered scallopini, tetrazzini, macaroni with bologna. She devoured everything inside. But she never left the table, she never left the table, she never left the table.
just to name a few. People watch in amazement at what he eats. He belongs in the Guinness record book for such a feat. But before they could finish all of his score, he was back in the food line trying to get some more.
I'd like to talk a little bit about Chinese buffets. I don't know if you knew this new development, but I'm not allowed anymore. They all have my picture with a big slash through it. No buffet. Buffet not for you. You order from menu. You order a la carte. A la carte, yes. It's not my fault, though. With Chinese food, you get hungry again. Why is that? And it's a different kind of hunger. You go from full to starving. Nothing in between. You go, oh my God, I can't believe I ate all that chow mein. Hey, look, they brought egg rolls. Two, please. I went to a grand opening of a Chinese buffet. I got a flyer in the mail. And it said grand opening, and I go there with a couple of the large mammal friends. And the owner meets us at the door. We closed. Says grand opening, pal. No, we closed. No buffet here. We dry clean now. I do your jacket, ready Friday. Now go. You cause trouble. I went to this one Chinese buffet, and I must say the owner was a little rude. I mean, he'd come out every hour. And look, he's still here. He go again. What he was doing, I found out, was putting more MSG in the food as I went up. So about the seventh or eighth time, I was slipping into an MSG coma. I had that never say die spirit, though. I was crawling to that buffet. Must get to lo mein. I give him enough MSG, kill an elephant. He still keep going. You can't stop him. You go now. You're here for an hour. Why you're here for an hour? You don't come here anymore. Why you have a spare rib? You're so big. Eat vegetable. Eat broccoli. You scare my wife. You go now.
I marry a nice young handsome fella. He don't care much for mozzarella. He likes a little pizza every night. He don't care for Parmigiano spaghetti. He just want the meat to be always red. He give him a little pizza every night. He give me a little kiss and then he hug me once or twice. I give him a little pizza and he hollers, "That's a nice." My mama, she always talk to me. A wife must always say CC when her husband wants some pizza every night. Look on me, I'm a mess, no. I'm a got a no time to go to no beauty parlor. I'm a busy, busy, busy. Got a 80 kids, just a plain careless. I keep hollering, "Maron, don't you want this a macaron?" But no, he wants some pizza every night. He say, "If you are too tired, senora, I get it outside from my friend Leonora. I got to give him pizza every night." Not too fancy, not too plain, he makes it very clear. Just like you give it to me before we got to marry, dear. No mushroom, no pepperoni, just a good plain pizza, no bologna. Got to give him pizza every night. Hey, Goomba, are you liking me so far, eh? You think I'm a nuts, eh? Don't be crazy, I'm a no-nuts. But I'm a married to some kind of nuts. You got to be good, you got to be strong to keep on a cooking all night long when your husband wants some pizza every night. He say to me, "Long as you got your youth, a hair in your head and your mouth a tooth, you got to give me pizza every night. I got to keep a wide awake and keep my oven hot. If I fall asleep, he puts it in himself, but thanks a lot. So I give him pizza and lots of vino. That's why we got so many bambino. I just keep cooking every night. He act just like a Latin stallion. And you know what? He ain't even Italian. But mamma mia, he loves that pizza every night. Arrivederci.
I stopped into a restaurant and oh, it was a dream. From a half mile up the highway, you could see the fixtures gleam. They heated up the coffee cups with extra pressure steam. But the food was terrible. The waitresses were charming. They had such lovely eyes. Their smiles all matched exactly, and their uniforms likewise. Their hair was piled as sweetly as the topping on the pies. But the food was terrible. The decor was a symphony in brown and gold and white. The silver and the crockery would fill you with delight. The menu was a masterpiece, so witty and so bright. But the food was terrible. They must have spent a fortune on the furniture and such, on the placemats and the napkins, just like linen to the touch. So the budget for the kitchen really wasn't very much, and the food was terrible. Another generation will forget the taste of meat, of tomatoes from the garden, and of bread that's made of wheat. And they'll never even notice when it's plastic that they eat, that the food is terrible.
Woo-hoo! I'm a lucky guy to find the face of Elvis in a pizza pie.
Mio.
When I found you, I was so hungry, and then I found you, and now I'm going to eat you. I have been dreaming about this moment. You're all I've wanted. Now you're so close that I can smell you.
I want the chimichanga. I want the chimichanga. I want the chimichanga. I want the chimmy. Yo yo, deep fried burrito tastes so neato. Deep fried burrito tastes so neato.
Deep fried burrito tastes so neato.
Guacamole. I need a chimichanga. I am violently hungry. I need a chimichanga. I want a chimichanga. Give me, chimichanga. Give me.
Give me a chimichanga.
Stuff me with a chimichanga cheese filled big ass burrito wish thingy. Bring it to me. I'm gonna knock. Bring it to me. On the lake. Take a mucha hambre. Wait, take it so long.
Jimmy, thought we had an understanding. Jimmy, I still love you, though. I shouldn't blame you. It's not your fault. You are what you are. It's in your nature. I blame myself. I was a fool. And now, I'm gonna die. It's okay. Maybe this is the way it's supposed to be. I want to die.
Doing what I love.
Give me another bite. Just one more. I can take it. Don't try to stop me. I'm not afraid. I want it inside me. All right, give me that bite.
Jimmy,
Ah, here comes my bus. Pardon me, sir. Is this seat taken?
No.
Is it okay if I sit here?
Yes.
Do you mind if I eat my cheese sandwich?
No.
I got some cheese crackers. Would you like to have one?
No, thanks.
I like cheese. Do you like cheese?
Yes.
I'm glad you like cheese. I like most kinds of cheese. I like Swiss cheese. Even the holes in the Swiss cheese, they taste good. But the holes got no flavor. I'm a cheese lover and a cheese-eating flea market cowboy. I live in Florida, and I get most of my cheese at Cowboy Junction Flea Market in Lecanto. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't eat cheese. I even got a cow and a goat, and I make my own homemade cottage cheese, pot cheese, sliced cheese. Otherwise, I buy most of my cheese at the flea markets. I like most cheese, but certain made-up cheeses and Limburger cheese, I don't go for. Cheese crackers, they make a good snack. Good at parties, with sodas, beer, Kool-Aid, and so forth. And I like cheesecake, and I like cheese pizza. You sure you don't want one of my cheese crackers?
No.
I hope I'm not disturbing you while you're reading your paper.
No.
Hey, look, buy one, get one free. Advertised, cottage cheese. Boy, that's a good buy. Did you ever eat Ukrainian Christmas cottage cheese?
No.
Boy, that's good. It's got fruit in it. Well, here it is, Fairview Road. That's where I get off. Where did you say you're getting off at?
Horseshoe Bend Road.
Horseshoe Bend Road? We passed that a half hour ago, on the bottom of Frenchtown Hill. Gosh, that's bad. Before I go, would you like one of my cheese crackers?
Yes, yes, yes. Give me one. Yes, yes, yes.
Poor feller. I hope they bring him back from Trenton, New Jersey.
Artichokes grow, towsy-headed artichokes, row after row. They grow in Monterey 'cause it's comfortable there. They like the sandy bottom and the cool salt air. Artichokes, artichokes, artichokes. When you eat an artichoke, take a little bite. Stick you in the finger if you don't hold it right. Take a little nibble, throw away the rest. Enough left over for a Google birdie nest. Artichokes, artichokes, artichokes,
Ooh, yeesh. And just like that, it's Thanksgiving already. I can't believe this, how fast everything goes and how quickly things happen. Got something to tell you in a little while. Let me give you a story after this. Let's get the playlist out. We started our meal. This is a meal you will have figured out by now. We started like any civilized meal with a martini, mixed Fred Astaire's way. Nick Lowe and the Last Chicken in the Shop was Let's Eat. The Turtles was Food with that little recipe in there, which was, I'm going to try that maybe. I don't know. I'll Be Your Breakfast was Hank Davis, kind of a forgotten guy from the 50s and 60s. Wrote a lot of good songs, etc. Our Crumb and His Cheap Suit Serenaders, I Had But 50 Cents. That same old story, right? Art Carney, taking it one step further, She Never Left the Table from 1955. Whew! Eddie Minnis. Bahamian, as he was so proud to say, and that was the buffet, okay? We've all been there. And then the Chinese buffet, yeah, we've all been there. I have one here in Bangor that's just great. That was John Pinette, one of those extra-large comedians who made all these jokes about food. You heard that, right? He died at the age of 50 of a pulmonary embolism. There's a message in that, I think. We heard from Ruth Wallace and Pizza. Melvina Reynolds, that was the new restaurant, and I gather she was not all that taken with it. I hope that's not where they had my dinner with Elvis. That was Kenny Young and the Eggplants. That sounded like a good place. I don't know. Two from Psycho Stick. We heard Chimichanga and Mi Queso. Okay. And then, let's see. That was the Evaporators. Addicted to Cheese. Buddy Max. Yeah, that guy again. The cheese-eating flea market cowboy. And his little buddy, I guess. And then Malvina Reynolds again. And Anchovies. Okay. Now, I promised you a story. Okay, here it is. Last April, my wife and I were tested positive for COVID, like so many of us do. It's out of fashion by then, but what the hell. We had completely different experiences with it, and she got over hers, but a couple weeks after mine, my legs began to hurt. Every joint in my body began to hurt at some point, and you know, doctors here and there, etc., they said, sounds like psoriatic arthritis. I went to Portland and came back here, and all right, my doctor says, well, your hands are still swollen. Now, my pain had stopped, but my hands are still swollen. So the doctor says, let's have a look at that heart. So, electrocardiogram. Okay. Then it was something that went down my throat so they could look the heart from the back. Then it was something that went up my wrist so they could look at something else, followed by a CAT scan. Okay, everything looks fine except for one little thing. The cute little nurse came over to me at the end of it and said, now here's what you have to do. You have to go to the dentist and get a clearance. Uh-oh. I have not good teeth. And today I went to see the dentist, and it looks like I'm going to have a number of them removed. And Monday, I'm going in for a full-scale scaling, okay? I know that word just sends shivers up your spine, but that's what's going on. And I'm taking next week off because I'm just not going to be in the mood to do a show with a mouthful of pain, okay? So we'll see how it works out, but I'm in no danger. These things, they do this all the time. Modern medicine is just downright amazing. And so that's the worst part of it. I just don't want to lose my damn teeth, okay? So anyway, that catches me up with me. How are you doing? Yeah, I know that's pretty bad. So I'll tell you what say we have a word from my sponsor?
I saw the best cottage cheese of my generation, conceived by Metal Gold and dedicated to the proposition that all dairy products are not necessarily swinging equal. What is life, man, but a pineapple seeking to make the salad scene with Metal Gold like Zen? You know? Are you hip to the protein, not the calories, in Metal Gold land? Swing with it. Well, you dig? It takes a very progressive kind of dairy to make a cottage cheese that isn't square. It's a far-out cottage cheese for you to chew. With protein, not the calories for you. Yeah, Paul, and the reason that it tastes so Scooby-Doo is the people up at Meadow Gold like care.
I didn't know Meadow Gold cottage cheese went over big with the beets.
Oh, yeah, man, but it's better with pineapple.
And now, before we return to Act 11 of 18 Raincoats for Frederick Bellwax, our cheese theater drama for this week, let's take time out for today's exciting recipe prepared by our staff of expert home economists.
This evening's preparation is a taste-tempting dish popular among servicemen during World Wars I, II, and the late lamented police action in Korea. The gloriously delicious creamed chipped beef on toast. Now an enchanting addition to the recipe book of any modern young homemaker. First, we take this fascinating piece of mouth-wateringly nutritious toast. Exceedingly glamorous in soft tan pastel tones streaked with burnt black and bordered on all four sides by delicate flavor-encasing crust. We place it on the specially constructed sanitary board, being cautious not to let any of the dainty crumbs fall from the security of their natural home. Next, we add a liberal quantity of marvelous dried beef, chipped to just the proper lovely consistency that makes it subtly inviting to even the most finicky of eaters. We're careful, of course, to even the chipped beef accurately on the tantalizing toast, so as to ready it for our last ingredient, which is, to be sure, this magnificent, thick, icky white stuff, which we mulch around in the beef until the desired texture is achieved. Then, for an extra treat, as we do to all of our weekly preparations, we top everything off with a charming maraschino cherry and a viscous glob of warm cream with a gooey green thing in it. And it's ready to eat. Delicious creamed chipped beef on toast, or as it's better known to ex-servicemen, S.O.S., Sergeant O'Leary's Special. Now let's return to the Cheese Theater and the final act of Let No Man Write My Grandmother, with Bruce Danielson as Grace and Eleonora Parnell as the Fire Commissioner.
We got herring sweet and sour, we got pickles old and young, we got corned beef and salami and a lot of tasty tongue. We got Philadelphia cream cheese in a little wooden box. What ain't we got?
We ain't got lots.
We got coleslaw freshly made and chopped liver also fresh, and a lot of things to please a man whose name is Moishe or Hesh. We got plenty pumpernickel, we got bagels hard as rocks. What ain't we got?
We ain't got lots.
We got plenty of every food which is known as kosher, with the possible exception of smoked salmon, which is occasionally referred to by the upper classes as Nova Scotia.
There is nothing like a lox, nothing in this world.
Wrapped in paper or a box, that is anything like a lox. Men who manufacture frocks, they go wild for lox. Men who speculate in stocks are investing their stocks in lox. There is no fish like a lox, no other dish like a lox, and nothing smells like a lox or repels like a lox. There's nothing smart like a lox that burns the heart like a lox. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a salty, pinkish, slightly stinkish lox.
Strawberry Shortcake, no longer a kid. She was walking home like she always did. But then she saw something that did make her stop. It was a big slab of meat in the butcher shop. His name was Angus, Angus Beef. He gave all his customers nothing but grief. But Strawberry saw his tender side and ignored those who said he was certified. Strawberry Shortcake and Angus Beef, very, very good together. Though Strawberry could be sickeningly sweet, and Angus could be tough as lead.
Right. turned over a brand new leaf. We can't saute mushrooms underneath. Strawberry shortcake married Angus beef. To their family's mutual disbelief. But the house was full of lots of loving. And soon 'twas an Angus cupcake in the oven. Strawberry shortcake and Angus beef. Very, very good together. Though I might need some antacid relief. There's the feel a wee bit under the weather. Strawberry shortcake and Angus beef.
One morning at 9, we knew he was hungry by the look in his eye. He stood 6'4" in his stocking feet. He picked up his fork and said, "It's time to eat." Well, it wouldn't be easy to please this appetite, and it'd all have to be cooked up just right. Only one place to serve up his kind, where there's good food fast at the yellow sign. He's the meat lover. He started with brine bacon and strips 2x2, then a ham and cheese omelet, but he wasn't through. He ate Jimmy Dean sausage, hot off the grill, with hash browns chunked, but he wasn't filled, the meat lover. He ate a double cheeseburger with bacon on top, then he muttered 4 words, "Papa Joe's pork chops." It was something to see all the food that he ate. Well, that's how it started, the meat lover's plate.
Meat lover.
He's the meat lover. Well, he couldn't stop eating, this giant of a man, till he tried to finish off some Brian Hickory smoked ham. He split open his pants and buttons popped off his shirt. It was truly a miracle that no one was hurt by the meat lover. He rolled out the door to his pickup truck. It took 4 men just to hoist him up. But he came back that very next day, and he would always be known by one simple name. The meat lover.
Meat lover.
He's the meat lover. He's the meat lover. What a meat lover. Yeah, he's the meat lover.
Darling, you fry my chicken, you bake my potato. You butter my biscuit, you slice my tomato. You scramble my eggs, and you spread my jam. Darling, you turn the key on my rack of Spam. You roll my carp in the cornmeal. You put cornbread in my buttermilk. You pickle my pig's feet, you candy my yam. Darling, you turn the key on my rack of Spam. You thaw my pot pie, you make my meatloaf. You barbecue my billy goat. You stuff my turkey and you glaze my ham. Darling, you turn the key on my rack of spam. You roll my carp in the cornmeal. You put cornbread in my buttermilk. You pickle my pig's feet, you candy my yam. Darling, you turn the key on my rack of spam. Darling, you turn the key on my rack of spam.
Blimey, it's brisk out. What's for dinner, Charles?
Hot corned beef, sir.
Hot corned beef? Have you gone daft, Charles? Never heard of hot corned beef.
Begging your pardon, sir. You can serve Erford brand corned beef in a number of delightful hot dishes. Tonight we're having Erford omelette. Very tasty, sir, and economical, too.
Hot Erford brand corned beef. I dare say you've gone a bit balmy. I say, this is a bit of all right.
Oh, not all right, sir. Erford brand corned beef, served hot.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the fried Sebagels. He's got to catch the bolt to make Furman time. Then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud on the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun. Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and at 7 o'clock, when he backs her up again the terminal dock, and the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now I know a lot of people from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, because they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big trucker rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, because that's Bud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud on the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do, so now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them, we're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine, maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canishes or lackeys or plain. Potato, 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 potato. Thank you.
We'll be right back. spice and they start to taste nice. But make sure you ask for well done. We have won, you're all done, you're all done. At Bun and Run, tastes like beef but much more fun.
All of the various animals that go into our prize burgers are raised on our beautiful 400-acre ranch in historic Appalachia. Once they seem dead, within weeks they're quick frozen and shipped indirectly to our distributors. After that, they're on their own, and so are you, at Bun and Run, where food is a four-letter word. Some assembly required.
How much is that pickle in the window? The one that Santa poked the pail. Zug me, wie viel kost is that pickle in the window? I do hope that pickle's for sale. My ears are too. A pickle is good with hot doggies. Oh, salami, what's hard like a brick? But never eat pickles with ice cream. Cause ice cream and pickles don't mix.
Oy!
How much is that pickle in the window? Is it sweet or sour, Mr. Birkin? I want me a pickle, a big one. Cause a pickle too small is a jerkin. I read in the papers there are boilers. A gun for a Jew in bed. Some watchdog, a pickle will come in so handy. With that pickle, I'll break him his head. Oh, I'll give him such a set. I don't want a knish or a blintze. Or a doggy in the window called Schmerl. Please take out that beautiful pickle. But don't close your hand in the bell. Don't be half-trave by kosher pickle lock to be sure. How much is that pickle in the window? The one that's on top of the concert pail. How much is that shiny pickle in the window? Oh, I do hope that pickle's for sale. Dill pickles, sour pickles, garlic pickles, knobble pickles, cucumbers, joykins. Happy also, brother.
I promised him a squirrel sandwich, and that is what he's going to get after school. You've heard of tuna melts or patty melts. Why not squirrel melts? Well, this is Justin's squirrel. It's a nice, young, tender squirrel, and we're going to start by poaching this. I've got some simmering water. He's kind of cute. I'm going to put his little tender butt in there. Now, when it's all done and cooled, you want to pick all the meat off the bone and shred it. And I've got some already done here. I've got probably about a cup and a half of meat. Now, I'm adding pecans. You can use, again, what kind of nut you like. Cashews work really well, but I like pecans. You know how squirrels like nuts. And then to that, just add some mayo. Stir that all around. This makes a nice weekend snack, maybe while watching a football game, or you can take it to a tailgate party. We're just going to get these on some English muffins now. Oh, and it smells good. I'm sure this is good cold, too. And there they are, squirrel melts. These are really nutritious, tasty, and they are going to be simply delicious. Perfecto! Cheese is all nice and melted, and the squirrel salad is all heated up. Squirrel melts. You must try them.
I love onion, you love onion, we love onion, 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 onion. I love onion, you love onion, we love onion, onion, onion.
Six eggs and a quarter milk, with a quarter cup of sugar and a teaspoon of vanilla. If you're making it on the stove, then use a two-quart pan. Break the eggs and beat them in with the sugar man. Stir in two cups of the milk. Cook over low heat, stirring constantly till it's 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
Cook it up, guys!
And I have a funny, funny feeling
sticking all out my head. Baby, pick me one more drink and hug your daddy one more time. Baby, pick me one more drink and hug your daddy one more time. Keep on stunning my malted milk, mama, until I change my mind. My doorknob keeps on turning. It must be spooks around my bed. My doorknob keeps on turning. Must be spooks around my bed. I have a warm old feeling and the hair rising on my head.
Chocolate covered cream filled cookies. doctor says I'm crazy. You better give him up and quit. You be pushing up daisies because, boy, you definitely sick. But I couldn't quit if I wanted to. Yeah, I don't want to lose. Chocolate-covered cream filled cookie. Bill by Nabisco ain't no rookie. Next best thing to Nookie Blue.
Okay, hey, I hope you're enjoying all these little cookies that we left lying around for you that were personally flown in by Amelia Earhart. Okay, so enjoy them while you can. All right, let's see. What do we start with? Whitting Hill and Arbogast. Remember Arbogast and Ross? Remember the Chaos Radio thing? Well, that's Arbogast. I don't know who Whitting Hill is, but there he was. Let's see. Alan Sherman. Everybody remembers him. There's Nothing Like a Lox. Power Salad. And that was Shortcake and Beef. Mmm. Yeah, I can feel it working its way through my system. Let's see, Jerry Buckner after that. That Jerry Buckner. He does a lot of work with the Waffle House jukebox now. We've talked about that, and I don't want to talk about it again. That was the Meat Lover, okay? You Turn the Key on my rack of spam was Roger Allen Wade, followed by Save Ferris and Just Plain Spam. After that, a commercial for a real kind of spam, Hereford Corned Beef from 1963, Bud the Spud. Stompin' Tom Connors about the potatoes. Cheryl Wheeler, the potato song. Everybody should know that by heart. Your Hamburger was the Vestibules. Make mine with cheese, okay? Bun and Run from Martin Mull. That was the three. That was the Happy Cows edition, volume 3, okay? And then we heard from, let's see, that was Mickey Katz. How much is that pickle in the window? Well, we'll find out. Market price only. The Huntress and the squirrel melts, how you can make a squirrel melt. Don't think I'm not tempted in the winter here. They eat all of the bird food. Let's see, a catchy little song about onions, okay? And then we heard from the next door neighbors, how to make eggnog. Yeah, if you like eggnog, Robert Johnson, the Robert Johnson, that was Malted Milk. And then Animal Crackers from Melanie and the Oreo Cookie Blues from Lonnie Mack. Okay, so like I said, I won't be here next week, but we'll be back in time for Christmas somehow. Very little of this really affects my ability to put together a nonsensical radio show like I've done all these years, so don't worry about it. We'll get through this together. But I don't want to lose my damn teeth. So anyway, pray for me if that's what you're into, or else just, you know, throw an extra meatball in the pot. How about that? That would work. So anyway, we've got dessert and some other kind of food-related things to think about, okay? Have a good Thanksgiving, please, one and all, and I will see you when I see you.
My little woman read a book which tells what food is right for us to eat, so we'll stay young and slim and full of fight. Now I get lousy meals all day, I'm so hungry I could die. Life ain't sweet when I can't eat cookies, cake and pie. My wife says this new diet food will make us young and cute. She says that we'll feel better eating vegetables and fruit. At bedtime I'm so hungry I could eat a rubber boot. For goodness sakes I wish she'd make some cookies, pie and cake. I am eating health foods that are cooked in gooey masses. Stuff like powdered wheat and yogurt fixed up with molasses. My wife, she says she's losing weight, she'll soon be young and sheep. But she has only lost about 2 ounces in a week. She's sick that she's reducing, but it's only in one sheet. Her girdle's tight without a bite of cookies, pie and cake. You know, since the little woman read that book about looking better and feeling younger, my stomach is suffering in 2 days.
from nausea and from hunger. She fixes awful messes out of wheat germ, powdered milk, and peanut oil. And she never fries me anything because the book says don't fry, boil. Oh, I just hate her. And she hates me since we've been on this diet. At dinner, when she gets the health food off the shelf, I sit there and eat those soybeans and mumble bad words to myself. She says skinny Bulgarians eat sour cream, and that's what we both need. Well, I say, nuts the skinny Bulgarians. I am a fat pie-eating Swede. The diet book says you won't live long. Eat right, it's now or never. Well, I say, diets are for knuckleheads, and I don't want to live forever. Now, wifey says that vitamins will make me sing and dance. She's hoping hormones and B1 will give love one more chance. If I can have my pie and cake, I'll do without romance. Oh, give me food, I'm in the mood for cookies, pie and cake. Oh, give me food, I'm in the mood for cookies, pie and cake. I just love those sweets, you know, like Spritz and Fattiman and Malina Kranz and sponge cake and cream puffs and half-baked Alaska and jelly rolls and angel food and upside down.
They are fresh. you, babe. Take another, just like a good boy would. Get a sweet thing on the side. Home cooking on the side. Side order could be a daughter. And you're looking good. Come on, baby, eat the rich. Put the bite on the son of a bitch. Don't listen, don't you give me no switch. Come on, baby, and eat the rich. Come on, baby, and eat the rich. Sitting down in a restaurant, tell the waiter just what you want. Is that the meat you wanted to eat? How would you ever know? Hash browns and bacon strips. I love the way that you lick your lips. No fooling, I can see it through it. Feel the hunger grow. Come on, baby, eat the rich. Put the bite on the son of a bitch. Don't mess up, don't you give me no switch. Come on, baby, and eat the rich. Come on, baby, and eat the rich. Come on, honey, here's your supper. Come on, baby, fight that sucker. See my bacon torpedo.